We have a public hearing scheduled at 10:45 a.m.
Early.
Who is handling that, Mr. Moore?
This is time and place for a public hearing on a proposed ordinance to adopt an ordinance to authorize the issuance of up to $6.169 million general obligation recovery zone economic development bonds that was introduced on June 8, 2010. Susan Webb will be making a presentation and will briefly explain the ordinance and the purposes to be accomplished by that. After she has completed the presentation, council shall have an opportunity to ask her questions in order to clarify their understanding of the proposed ordinance. After that process has been completed, the floor will be open for public comments. If any member of the public wishes to be heard concerning the ordinance, you're required to make that statement from the speaker stand. And before making the statement, please state your name and home address. Ms. Webb?
Thank you. As Mr. Moore said, this is an ordinance to authorize the issuance of $6,169,000 of general obligation recovery zone economic development bonds of Sussex County for the construction and equipping of improvements to an expansion of the South Coastal Regional Wastewater Facility, Pump Station Number 30 in Forest, Maine. This project will be financed by a USDA bond and Sussex County connection fees, specifically the South Coastal Regional Wastewater Facility connection fees. The bonds are backed by the county's full faith and credit. The terms are to be 40 years at 3.375%, and the bonds will be sold to the United States Department of Agriculture and Rural Development. This bond issue is within the legal debt limit of the county, and this project will serve approximately 7,000 EDUs. As noted in the title of the ordinance, this is one of the ones that we are using a recovery zone economic development cap that we have, which will allow us to get a 45% rebate back from the Treasury on our interest costs, which will save us roughly $2.2 million over the long term of the project over the 40 years, which will greatly have an effect on the rates.
Okay. Does council have any questions? If not, is there any member of the public that would like to speak on this issue? Is there anyone here that would like to speak? Seeing no one, Mr. President, I think it's appropriate to close the public hearing on this matter.
Okay. Public hearing's closed. If there's no further discussion, we'll allow Ms. Webb to read the motion.
Thank you. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council authorize the issuance of up to $6,169,000 of general obligation recovery zone economic development bonds of Sussex County for the design, construction, and equipping of improvements to an expansion of the South Coastal Regional Wastewater Facilities Pump Station Number 30 in Forest, Maine, and authorizing all necessary action in connection therewith.
So moving.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve. The motion read by Ms. Webb. Is there any further discussion? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Jennings?
Come on down. Grace, she got a whole crew with her, doesn't she?
Got a posse.
I'll tell you, she has got a posse.
Posse.
I know.
I think that's hear no evil, see no evil. I'm not a law firm of some sort. And she is taking you out to lunch today, I think.
Depend on the food.
Good morning, Ms. Jennings.
Good morning. On September 22nd, we began a project that would look into the county's technology needs to eliminate inefficiencies, improve taxpayer services, to provide increased accountability, foster open government, and reduce the number of separate legacy systems. With these goals in mind, I came before you with a request for multiple department heads to begin looking at the financial systems. With that, you approved an issuance of an RFP to hire a consultant to perform a technology needs assessment. Then on March 8th, you authorized to hire BDMP to complete this task. And they are here to give you a presentation to explain the results of the needs assessment. Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Chad Snow from Barry Dunn, McNeil, and Parker. With me, I have Tim Massey and Seth Hedstrom, the other gentlemen that make up our project team for this project. We have a brief presentation. We'll take you through the results of the needs assessment and action plan that we developed, and then I believe that we'll open it up for questions and discussion that you may have. In terms of the topics we'll cover, we'll at a high level discuss the work performed, some challenges in your current environment related to your financial and other systems, the replacement options that we identified, the results of the research and analysis we did, and then our recommendations and next steps. Again, we have our project team here with us. I'm a project manager for the project at our firm. Seth was the business and technical analyst, and Tim Massey is the principal at our firm. In terms of the work performed, we conducted a strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats analysis with all county department heads. We did a survey with county department heads and department users to understand challenges in the current environment. We conducted on-site fact-finding meetings with representatives from all of the county departments and used that information to develop the needs assessment report. As part of that process, we also conducted a request for information and analysis process with the vendor community to gather not only level of fit for the types of systems you need, but also cost estimates for the potential systems that you may need to replace here at the county. And that information served the basis for the action plan that we've developed. You have a copy of. The county project team and county departments, it's important that we stress that there was representation from all county departments throughout the process, both as part of the survey and the interview process as well.
May I ask you a question?
Yes, ma'am.
ERP?
I was going to describe that.
Excuse me.
And enterprise resource planning.
Thank you.
And essentially what that means is a conglomeration or a group of modules that handle things such as your general ledger, your budgeting, your purchasing, your accounts payable that are all integrated. There are vendors out there today that specialize in developing ERP systems for government organizations, both on the private and the public side. So as a result of the survey and the SWOT process and the on-site interview that we went through, we identified several challenges in your current environment. Those include a reliance on internal resources to develop custom systems, a heavy reliance on manual and paper-based processes, a reliance on external systems that are not integrated to your current systems. For example, your utility billing system is not integrated back to your financial system, so there's a lot of manual work that needs to be done to get information back and forth between the two systems. Your systems that you're using today do not promote the most current and efficient workflows. Again, there's a heavy reliance on paper-based processes, on systems that may be outdated, and systems that may not be supported by vendors in the future. Your current system you're using today is a product by Oracle called JD Edwards World. You've been using it for about 15 years now. It's based on older technology. There are newer systems available that have been developed exclusively for local government, as opposed to the JD Edwards product, which is used by government organizations, but it's also used heavily in the private sector. So county staff struggle getting the system to do government accounting as opposed to private sector accounting. The county staff today, both the finance department, you know, tax, utility billing, your treasury department, spend an inordinate amount of time performing, you know, mission critical tasks for the county, and they're doing it on systems that are not integrated, custom systems, systems based on older technology, and they have to do a lot of it with paper and external spreadsheets that they're tracking. So they're doing a great job with very limited tools today. Tim, you want to talk about some of the other challenges in the current environment?
Just briefly, a few more points that we wanted to mention in terms of challenges in the current environment. Number six, that your systems today do not support some government standards and accounting practice, such as GASB 34. And as Chad said, the system that you have today has been in place since 1996. And at at that time, there weren't very many systems that were designed specifically for local government. And that's why that's a problem today. Today, there are many systems that are designed specifically for local government organizations. Number seven, HR and payroll. Again, in the mid-90s, it was very common to have software or systems from one vendor for HR and payroll, and from another vendor for your general ledger and your budgeting and your finance. And that's not common anymore. It's more common to have an integrated system, hence the ERP terminology, from one vendor so that all the information works together and shares that information. Enterprise-wide document management systems. These are systems that allow you to take all of your documents and make them electronic so that you're not relying on paper-based documents. And because you're working with an older system that's 15 years old, it's much more difficult to do that than it would be with more current systems. Number nine, web-based services and functionalities, e-government. Your citizens and most taxpayers are demanding more and more capabilities from your website and to be able to interact and do business with you electronically. And your current system, again, makes it difficult because of the technology and the data and the format that it's in to do that. And then lastly, number 10, the last challenge we wanted to raise is that because it is older, there's limited system functionality. And because it is an older version, you are not able to get newer updates to that software to take advantage of new capabilities that are available in the marketplace. Next slide, I think. So those are some of the challenges. We identified three options for the county on how to on what to do. And these are the three options that we've identified. I'll speak to the first option. Chad will speak to the next two. Of course, one of the options that we looked at was, can you continue with your current systems? That was essentially the whole needs assessment and the reason we did this project. And really, what it came down to is there's two issues with your current systems at a high level. And one is that because you are not getting updates to your software, it is not taking advantage of newer capabilities. So in order to get new capabilities such as GASB 34 that I mentioned a minute ago, you really have to go through a significant upgrade process, which is outlined in option number two.
Are you saying GATSB?
It's a government accounting standards board. What it does is it takes when you get our financial statements, but this does tie into our certificate of excellence report. It takes our financial statements, our fund accounting, and shows it on two different levels, two different accounting bases, if you will, a regular business type and then a regular governmental fund type without getting in too much detail. And that reconciliation is what we don't have now, what we spend a lot of time doing to be able to get that certificate of achievement. Mm-hmm. We do it manually. We only have one base, one ledger type, and then through Gina's department and Kathy Roth, they have to take it all down to a whole nother level with a series of journal entries, and because on our financial statements, it's shown two different ways. That's the impact of what they call GASB 34, mm-hmm. which is a government accounting standard.
Okay.
And the second significant issue with option number one is that because of some of the lack of functionality, the county's data processing department has built a number of custom systems in order to address some of the challenges with the current systems. So if you were to continue with your current systems, you have a dozen or more custom applications programs that would need to continue to be programmed and supported and developed over time. And it's very costly to do that. today's systems in the marketplace today, the ERP systems that we're talking about, have capabilities and functionality that can replace these custom systems that have been developed in the county over a number of years. So these, when we did our analysis, we looked at option number one, and we said, really, in the long term, for the best of the county, it really wasn't one of the options that we felt the county should consider going forward. Chang, it's up on the next two options.
Thank you, Tim. Option two was to go back to JD Edwards and upgrade to the newest version of their software. As you'll see in a couple minutes, one of the tasks we did was to ask JD Edwards to describe what their new product does and the level of fit based on the requirements and the number of modules that the county needs. And they came back to us and said, yes, we can upgrade the county to our newest version. However, we don't offer with our core package a lot of the systems you will need, such as planning and zoning, utility billing, and land management. So with option two, while you can upgrade to the newest version of JD Edwards, you will still need to go out and get several other standalone systems that will then need to be integrated back to JD Edwards, which obviously takes time, resources, and costs. Option three is to replace JD Edwards, your other financial systems, and your custom-developed systems with a new ERP system. Basically, have a competitive procurement, allow vendors from the ERP marketplace to bid on providing the applications that the county needs. ERP vendors, as Tim mentioned, in today's market, allow you to get a system with many of the applications part of their core system, so they're natively integrated. You know, human resources, payroll, budget is all integrated into one application, so you don't have to worry about integrating those applications back to your core systems.
We conducted research and analysis with the vendor community to better understand the capabilities available in current marketplace offerings as they compare to the systems in use in the county today. On your left, you can see a list of high-level functional requirements. We developed this list based on the fact-finding meetings with each department in the county. And on the right is the list of required and additional modules the county requested in their RFP. These capabilities made up a request for information that we submitted to four vendors. One of these vendors was JD Edwards. They responded based on the upgrade to World, option two, as well as a modern ERP system they have available called Enterprise One. Enterprise One was one of four other ERP systems we considered under option three. As you can see by this graph, blue represents the availability of the functional requirements. This is the list of 11 requirements we developed with the county departments. An upgrade to World was the lowest by far with availability and level of fit. The other four systems had much higher level of fit for functional requirements. Required modules has a less of a variance, and additional modules are much more similar, as many of these would require specialized systems, and therefore third-party integration is often utilized with all the systems.
One of the things we asked the vendors to provide back was cost estimates for both one-time cost, which is your one-time cost for hardware and professional services, training, testing to implement the system, as well as what your recurring costs would be, annual maintenance going forward. We've broken it down between option two, which is upgrade to the newest version of JD Edwards World, which, if you recall, also requires that you go out and purchase additional applications to meet the functionality that you need, as compared with option three, which is your ERP system with perhaps a greater, less number of point solutions or standalone systems you will need to integrate back to the ERP system. Although option three, the one-time cost is slightly more expensive, you're getting much more out of the box with an ERP system as opposed to JD Edwards. You're just upgrading to a system that they've reported doesn't meet the needs of the county based on the functionality. So our recommendation is that the county proceed with option three and conduct a competitive procurement, develop a request for proposal, and ask the ERP vendors to submit proposal responses to the county for new systems. This recommendation is based on not only the needs identified in the needs assessment report, but also the action plan, the level of fit reported by JD Edwards for an upgrade to their existing system. The other key point here is that although we're recommending option three, that you go out to bid for a new system, J.D. Edwards will bid inevitably on this procurement, and you can look at, you know, upgrading their system as one of your options. Do you want to talk about the five-year cost for option three?
Obviously, from what you've seen, when local government purchases new ERP systems, financial systems, this tends to be one of the biggest information technology investments that local government can make. It's a big endeavor, but it also provides tremendous benefits when implemented correctly and implemented well. What this page or slide shows is that it is a big project, and it is a lengthy project, and the investment needed is not an investment that's needed all at once in the first year of that project. So what we are showing here is that the investment is really over a course of 3 or 4 years, and that you would implement these computer systems in a phased approach so that you get benefit, early benefit, but you don't have the full expense or full cost of this project that it has to be incurred in year one. We, in this type of research and studies that we've done, we like to make sure that people understand this is an investment, because these types of computer systems, modern computer systems, allow you to save time and money over older systems, and also helps you avoid costs that older systems require that are not incurred with newer systems. So we'd like our clients to look at this and think of it as an investment, a long-term investment that will help you save time, save money, and will put you in a better situation than continuing to use a 15-year-old computer system. On the next slide, in our report that Chad mentioned, we identified a number of savings and benefits. And you're all here, you know, why should we do this? What are we going to get out of this? And we identified a number of areas that the county can focus on in terms of potential savings, time savings, various types of categories of savings. And I'm not going to obviously go through this list. It is in your report. It's on page 50 of the report, and it's documented. But, and this is very difficult to read on the screen, on the projector here, but just as an example, we met with the finance department and looked at things like number five, your year-end closing procedures, and taking a look at, wow, with a modern system, quite a bit of staff time could be saved when you do your year-end closing process. And that time savings can be allocated in other ways to make the county more efficient and more effective. Just another area, electronic procurement systems, number three. From our research and studies that we've seen, when you have electronic procurement systems, there are significant savings that can be incurred by doing electronic bidding to the vendor community for many of the common things that you buy on a regular basis. We find that modern systems allow more competition and better pricing on some of the products that you buy. And that can translate into savings to the county. So these are just a couple of examples, and don't want to take you through this entire list, but it's in the report and is something that's an opportunity for Sussex County.
I would just add that some of the benefits for the system end users, especially number two and number three, automating your workflow process and reducing redundant data entry are one of the key benefits that they will have with a new system. The ability to automatically route documents throughout the county for approval and review, as opposed to printing out paper documents and sending them via interoffice mail, will increase efficiency dramatically, as well as reducing duplicate data entry, so that we're not taking information from an Excel document, putting it into the J.D. Edwards system, and then exporting it back out into Excel, only to key it into another system, will also increase overall efficiencies. In terms of benefits to the IT department, you know, there's less reliance on them to now develop and maintain custom systems goes away, because they will have a newer system that they will only have to support from a technical standpoint, as opposed to developing a new system. And then the last section, benefits for county constituents, e-government, the ability to offer paying for county services, requesting for county services, getting access to reports, planning and zoning activities right from your website, as opposed to having a paper-based process, is also a large benefit of a new ERP system. So in terms of recommendations and next steps, where does the county go from here? We've recommended a formal procurement process. That starts with developing your requirements, scoring methodology for your procurement process, developing a request for proposal or an RFP, putting that out to the vendor community, evaluating those responses, and then having some structured evaluation of the vendors, including demonstrations, site visits with other counties, reference checks, and then obviously contract negotiations. In terms of a timeline, as Tim mentioned, this is one of the longest and most resource-intensive projects that a government organization can enter into. We're envisioning four phases for this project. Phase one would be your core financials, which would include things like your general ledger, your budgeting, your procurement. Phase two would include your revenue systems, land management, planning and zoning, utility billing. And then phase three would be payroll, and then phase four would be some of the other applications that the county has looked at, including fleet and fuel management potentially. So we're looking at a 6 to 7 month timeline for your procurement, followed by anywhere from 2.5 to 3 years to implement the rest of those applications in a phased approach.
Questions from council? Ms. Webb, have you something?
I do have a few comments if it's my turn to speak. I'll make them brief. We talked about the GASB 34 and the help to the financial statements and how we prepare that. Another important thing that has to do with our financial statements and audit is, and this probably dates back from all that Enron mess when it came forward, is the internal control structure of your organization is very important to the auditors. And these kinds of systems have built-in internal controls with security. And it is very important that when things are integrated and versus a piecemeal approach, which we have now, which works very, very efficiently for us and has over the last few years. But this is another concern, like they mentioned, internal control. We know it's a big commitment. It's a big price tag. The data processing department, I'm assuming that you will be helping to support this between you and the information technology department. And we have to look at attrition and our needs there with staff and where we're moving forward. There's a lot to consider. The five-year plan, if we wanted to do in 3 or 4, we do have flexibility with that. I mean, we don't have to drag it out if it's working very well in year 1 and 2, and we could, speed up the implementation of the model so we have flexibility there. I know that the finance department's in support of doing this. We've looked at it for a while, 15 years on the same software. Obviously, technology changes so much. And budget-wise, on a price tag like that, we feel we can manage it over time. I don't know if Mr. Baker wants to chime in. We do have funds in the 2011 budget, and we have been reserving some revenue for this, for data processing revenue.
Mr. Baker?
Yes, I think the goal would be to provide a much more comprehensive package, as was explained, and I think that would benefit the county with quite a few number. There would be quite a few efficiencies, and we'd be able to provide a higher level of reporting, more responsive, have a lot more information, be able to pull information in different ways, and there will be staff savings as we grow into this, if the council agrees. But as Mrs. Webb noted, I think our staff should be commended, information technology and data processing, for all the work they have done and continue to do. We have a system that works, and I think our consultants say that. However, there is room for improvement, and as time goes and we get into more paperless, especially as was noted, I think that that would improve our efficiency, and a new system is probably the best way to go. Some of the modules, in terms of the cost, some of these various additional modules we may not need, and that would be something we'd have to look at as we go along. And if the council agrees with a project in the later stages, you know, it may not be worth it for us to purchase, but that would be a decision to be made later on.
Okay. Council, have any questions, Mr. Vincent?
I only have one question, I guess, but a question or statement on it, but I assume that this is a five-year project. That's what you're saying, about 5 years from start to begin to end?
Approximately 5 years, yes. Okay.
And I would hope then that Mr. Baker's going to be here to see it to fruition. Oh, Mrs. Baker,
we can put that in the motion that we can't.
I didn't know you were sitting out there. I'm sorry.
Don't answer that question on the grounds it might incriminate.
Silence is deafening.
I'll be in the county.
You'll be in the county.
This is big. I mean, it reminds me a little bit of our road naming project where we started down that path in the early 90s, and I don't think by 2002 it was completed, but we have assurances that this will be done within 5 years. And Ms. Jennings will be a part of the process throughout?
That's correct,
okay.
Yes.
Well, that sets my mind at ease. Any other questions from the council?
You're saying that this changeover is going to take 5 years.
Go ahead.
No, typically when you talk about implementing an ERP system, once you start implementation, you're looking anywhere from 12 to 24 months once you begin implementation.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be for your core financials and your payroll and your human resources. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you can't do it all at once. You have to phase it in.
Get your data from the old system into the new system and training people.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
You have a structured procurement at the front of this project, which will add 6 to 8 months onto that timeline. But you're also looking at some other applications, such as land management, planning and zoning, utility
yes.
billing, which will obviously add another 8 to 12 months on there. So within 5 years, yes, you will be completely implemented. But this, you could have this done within 3 years.
Okay. All right. So it's just data, getting data into the new system, really. It would be a lot of work doing that.
It's going through a data conversion process. It's changing your internal business processes. It's having the staff and the resources to do the training and you know, be part
okay.
of the implementation process.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And you hope nothing's lost in the process.
Correct.
Do you have a motion, Ms. Jennings?
I do. I'm asking for procurement assistance to begin and then to do the final RFP. The motion states, be it moved that the Sussex County Council authorize the finance and data processing departments to move forward with the integrated technology project by first issuing an RFP for procurement assistance and secondarily issuing an RFP to purchase an ERP system.
So moved.
Sir.
I have a motion and a second to approve the procurement process initiation, as read by Ms. Jennings. Is there any further discussion, Mr. Baker? Anything? No? We'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes, and thank you. You've done a good job. Thank you.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Benson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Good job.
Thank you.
Good job.
Mr.
Parker?